Sustain us, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give us inquiring and discerning hearts, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.
Amen.
You may recognize that prayer. It is from our baptismal liturgy, and we are blessed to have a baptism this morning. I want to do a short poll here. How many of you know the date of your baptism? Raise your hand. Oh, we've got some. I'm not talking about the year, but the date. Okay, wonderful. Well, don't feel badly if you don't. I always have to look mine up every year. I know it's sometime in late July. But both of our boys know their baptismal dates. In fact, when they were younger, they began to remind us of their baptism date at least a month ahead of time. Why, you might ask? Well, I'll give you a surefire way to make sure that the children in your life remember their baptism day. Celebrate that day every year, like a birthday or a half birthday. Now, it really is a birthday, and we'll get back to that in a little bit. But celebrate the children in your life. Celebrate their baptism day every year with a present, a special dinner or dessert. If you do this, as soon as they are old enough to know when their own birthday is, they will also know when their baptism day is. But it's never too late to start celebrating your baptism day. And I hope you can all go and look it up somewhere and start celebrating. Baptism, as I said, is a birthday. It is our church birthday. Our baptism is the way that we are reborn and become part of the church with a capital C. The church universal. The church which is the body of Christ in the world. Now, all Christian churches baptize their members. Some only baptize older youth and adults, and some of you may have been baptized in one of those traditions, and then you would actually remember being baptized. And some, like the Episcopal Church, the Catholic Church, baptize infants all the way up through adults. And so some of you were baptized as infants and don't remember that actual experience. But you might have pictures, or you might have other people who were there who can tell you about your baptism. So your baptism day is your church birthday. And today is Pentecost, the birthday of the whole Christian church. A few minutes ago, we heard some words of Jesus from his farewell discourse in the Gospel of John. And he was saying goodbye to the disciples and telling them about the coming of the Holy Spirit that he called the Advocate. And Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to be God's presence on earth. And so on Pentecost, we celebrate that coming of the Holy Spirit to that gathered community which became the first church. Some of my reading this past week, I liked this phrase. Someone called Pentecost the Big Bang event for the book of Acts. Really got things started. Pentecost is also, in the Episcopal Church, one of the 4 days that is recommended highly for baptism. And we are blessed today to celebrate the baptism of Caleb Henry Hogreeb. So today we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church, but also every time we baptize, We celebrate the new gifts of the Spirit that are released into the world that God gives through baptism. Paul wrote about these gifts of the Spirit in one of his letters. To each person is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. How does this happen? It happens in our baptism. The Holy Spirit gives gifts to each person for the good of the community, for the good of the church, for the good of the world. In our baptism, when we are baptized, we are given the seeds of these gifts. That is why we no longer do private baptisms in the Episcopal Church, because baptism is not a private thing. It is a communal thing. It is a cause for rejoicing with the entire community. Baptism is a sacrament in which God gives the Holy Spirit to the individual for the good of the community. Now, we as the community of St. Catharines have a part and a responsibility that is made known in the baptism service, the baptismal service. In a few minutes, all of us will promise to do all in our power to support Caleb in his spiritual journey. And we do this every time someone is baptized. His spiritual journey as a part of Christ's body begins with his baptism today. And so it was, or will be, for all of us. Now, of course, if we were baptized as older children or adults, we bring the experience of our lives up to that point to our baptism. But baptism still marks the beginning of our new life in Christ, a life gifted by the Spirit. Our spiritual journey begins with baptism, and it never ends. It is a lifelong journey. It is an eternal journey. In baptism, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. And every time I make the sign of the cross on someone's forehead with the chrism, which is blessed by the bishop, and say those words, I get choked up. Finally, it is in our baptism that all of us were ordained to ministry, the particular ministry to which God calls us. You all who are baptized have all been ordained into lay ministry, or a few of us, clerical ministry. Now, every time we welcome a person into the body of Christ, it's a good thing for this community to reflect on our responsibilities. We have a responsibility to be a safe place for people of all ages to explore and share their spiritual journeys. Now, you know, those of you who are part of this community, that St. Catharines is gifted by the Spirit to be a place where children feel at home. If you've ever been here on a Sunday when the children are singing and hanging over the altar rail and running behind the altar, some of them, or if you've gone and helped in Children's Chapel, which is a wonderful, wonderful program we have where our young children are right now, and then they come in for the Eucharist, or if you've been to the early Christmas Eve service, you know that we have a lot of young children, and they feel at home here. And that is a blessing. Not all congregations have that gift. And we do a good job of making safe spaces for our children to grow and learn how to be faithful Christians. And we need to do more. We are, some of us now, at work on a program for our youth, our junior high and senior high youth, which we hope to start up in the fall. And we will need everyone's support and commitment to this ministry as well. We always need more willing adults to teach Sunday school, help with children's chapel, be mentors for our youth. Now, of course, parents and godparents have responsibility in baptism as well. A priest friend of mine used to say, "It's not magic." She meant by that that while God works in wonderful ways in the sacraments, we have to do our part as well. If you have your child baptized and then you don't bring them to church regularly, how is that child going to be formed into the Christian faith? Our faith is formed by being a member of a community and worshiping together and living together in a community that is struggles at times to figure out how we do this together. And our faith, the Christian faith, is caught, not taught. It is a way of life. The only way that we can learn this is to be an active part of a faith community. So parents and godparents, your responsibility. So Caleb will be baptized in just a few moments. And as part of that baptismal service, we will all renew our baptismal covenant. So as we do that, pay attention to those words. Because in the Episcopal Church, our theology is in our prayers. And the promises we make in the baptismal covenant really express what it means to be a Christian and to be an Episcopalian. And as we go from this place today, I invite all of you to reflect on your own baptism. What gifts has the Spirit given you that you have used for the good of the world? And what gifts might still lie dormant within you, just waiting to be claimed and to be used for God's glory?